When people ask if I watch much television, I always say no and leave it at that. Maybe they assume I'm too busy with important stuff, but the truth is that I simply don't have the emotional energy to face the daunting task of turning on my oh-so-smart TV. I must juggle three remotes, so it takes 5 minutes of my using lots of bad language and experiencing heart palpitations before I can produce an image on the screen. Heaven forbid that I need to do something complicated like find a specific channel or view a DVD. Please don't misunderstand. I embrace new technology. I make good use of my laptop, tablet, and Jambox. However, I do take deep pleasure in simplicity, a simple act resulting in a simple outcome. For example, right after college, I lived on a farm. We made our own soap out of lard, and yes, we walked around exuding essence to beef. My favorite activity was splitting wood. I'd place a wedge in the center of a dry log. Then I'd poise the sledgehammer above my head using the force of gravity to smack the hammer against the wedge. If all went well, the wood split into two lovely halves. If I missed, I'd feel pain from my teeth all the way down to my tailbone. Putting my spine out of alignment was well worth the pleasure of sitting by a fire that burned with the wood I had split. Recently, one noontime, I passed through the food court of our local mall. At many of the tables, an adult sat with one or more children. Here's what struck me. Without exception, every grown-up held a phone in hand, talking or texting or staring at a screen. No one seemed to care about developing mealtime conversational skills of the kiddos. I'm not judging, really, I'm not. I raised three boys. Many of our mealtime conversations consisted of, "Do not push that pee up your nostril," and, "Stop kicking your brother's high chair, you're going to give him seizures." However, the upside of those smartphones is that wherever my boys and their families roam, I can FaceTime or Skype them. So I'm mostly happy for the screens in my life. If you want to hear more of my essays, check out my website, which I built with my own two hands. You see, I'm not such a Luddite after all.